Play fake, Payton in the pocket, good time, loads it up, deep ball down the middle of the field, it's going to be intercepted inside the 15-yard line. That ball intercepted by Brandon Flowers, third and goal. Snap, he looks right, in trouble, throws on the run. Tammy's got it, Tammy leans to the end zone, and Jacob Tammy's got a Denver touchdown. Chiefs by two, shotgun snap to Payton, throws home run ball left side, perfectly thrown pass. Demaryius Thomas has a Denver touchdown. He beat Jaleel Brown on the play. Five-man pressure, Payton slides in the pocket, throws, pass caught. Demaryius is on the loose, he's got a first down, pulled down from behind. First down Denver, and the clock continues to run at 3:13. Last play of the game, Quinn buys some time, loads it up, he takes a belt as he throws. The ball will be intercepted by David Bruton. Well, David Bruton's first interception of the year, and that will end the game here at Arrowhead.
No, they're all tough. We knew this was going to be a tough game. We talked all week. Our guys knew, you know, again, we watched the tape. We know they're a very talented defense, you know, and they played us very tough, and we expected it.
Trust me, I'd rather put up 40 and hold them to zero. That's the way I would like it to be, but that's not the way this league is. And, you know, you play a team like this with all these good players, I mean, anything can happen.
1-9 didn't matter, and no, nothing easy at all about Sunday's 17-9 win over the Chiefs, but the Broncos will take it, playing in a tough building, moving to 8-3 with a commanding four-game lead in the division. 5, if you want to include the tiebreaker over San Diego. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com. And John, we talked last week about how tough it is to go into Arrowhead, and everyone was throwing out the records. All the players said what they saw on film, and you know, it played out just the way they thought it would. Peyton Manning and John Fox very clear after the game when asked if this was harder than you thought it would be. They said, no, this is kind of how we thought it would be. It's a tough place to play. It's a good team to get out of there with a win, though. That's what they all said afterwards. It's really all that matters. They'll get back to work this week to fix some of the things they want to fix.
Well, I think any time you play in the NFL, no matter what, I mean, a 1-9 football team in the NFL is not the same as a 1-9 college football team. I think, you know, everybody, when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they're a talented team. And, you know, they've struggled in the turnover area. They turned the ball over many, many times this year, and which has really been their downfall. And so, obviously, the attitude on that side is a little bit different. When you don't have the right attitude, it's going to be tough to win, and I think that's kind of where they've fallen. But the bottom line is, when you look, when we go in there, we had a chance to go in there, and with a team like that, you got to take their heart away early. And we had a chance to do that. Unfortunately, we missed a couple field goals and weren't able to do that. So it might have been a different story. We let them hang around, and it was a little closer than we wanted to. But, you know, the bottom line is the Chiefs are a good football team. They're much better than their record would indicate.
With the missed field goals and some of the three and outs offensively early on, to get that touchdown, Peyton Manning to Jacob Tammy, about 23 seconds left, I think it was, in the second half, before halftime, knowing you're going to come out and get the football, that how does that kind of help swing the game at that
point?
Well,
it was big, and I think anytime you look, you know, when you look at what the Chiefs have done, they wanted to shorten the game, and they are
right.
they were top five as far as running the football, and that's what they did, and they you know, they controlled the first half with their running game. They had us backed up field position wise. We weren't in great position. We did have the three and out, so we didn't get into a rhythm early, and they did a good job of keeping us off the field offensively and running the football. So, but then come down right there before half to get on the board. You know, was big. You know, we got the ball starting the second half, and didn't do a good job with that. I mean,
right.
There was another situation that we had a chance to get some momentum going with the one with the score right before half, and weren't able to do it. But, you know, ultimately, you know, played good defense, shut them down, didn't allow them in the end zone, and you know, we're able to do enough, make enough plays offensively to get a win.
Yeah, we'll get to that and how much that third down stop. I think it was on the Broncos 7. Defensively forcing Kansas City to kick a field goal, how much that helped later on. We do take your questions from Twitter. We always have. We always will. We got the first one here is from Donald. And, John, Donald's wondering, how beneficial is it to learn what it's like to go in, win a close game in a hostile environment when, you know, offensively players said it afterwards. They struggled a bit, but to still get a win, what do you take from that?
Well, we'd much rather learn from wins than losses, and I think that you know, anytime we go into Kansas City, it's always a tough place to play. But, you know, I think you always take it out. I think what we want to do is we want to start getting that momentum going, and where we are, we have an opportunity to to wrap up the division this week, which is a great opportunity. But we've got to start moving towards playing better than we have the last couple of weeks. You know, defensively, they've kept us in the game, you know, especially the first half last week against the Chargers. Played great the first half. We didn't play as well the second half. They made some plays. But we just got to work on getting better week in and week out, get some consistency on both sides of the ball, and really work on playing better.
Offensively, how much is that of that is getting Chris Cooper reestablished, and also with the fact that you had no Sean Moreno dressing and playing a significant amount of snaps for the first time since, I think, week two?
Well, and no Sean really came in and did great. I mean, he played great. He's you know, he's handled this very well, and he was ready to go when called upon with Willis going down last week, and no Sean being thrust in there, playing 55 of the 64 plays, really did a great job. And so, you know, I was really happy the way he handled, you know, him not being active week in and week out and waited his turn, but he kept working, you know, each week to get better and be ready when he was called upon, and he did that. You know, and then Chris Cooper's getting more comfortable all the time. That ankle, obviously, with the horrendous injury he had with it last year, the scare he had in Cincinnati, and he's just starting to come back. And he played well, too, but it's going to take a while for him to get more comfortable, and we'll work together there. So, you know, everything's coming together. We're having guys at the right time step up when they have to and play well. And you know, Noshon was that guy this week.
Yeah, Noshon was that guy, and DT goes over 1,000 yards to Demaryius Thomas for the first time in his young career. We'll get more into that in the third segment of the show. We have three more of those left with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Third down and 5. Quinn is in the shotgun. Quinn looks left, now flush, running to his right. Von Miller chasing him, and Von Miller will get him and drag him down right at the line of scrimmage. Miller too fast for Quinn that time, and Kansas City will have to punt the football. Denver will rush 4. Quinn running to his right, hit and pull down, and Wesley Woodyard with a huge sack, stopping this drive back at the Kansas City 43-yard line.
You know, I thought our defense did a great job on third down. I think the stats were about 3 of 14, which is going to be critical to get it back and eliminate those touchdowns. So they had 3 trips. And, you know, again, something that we worked very hard on is the red area. And, you know, holding the 3 field goals was key in the game.
Just keep applying the pressure. Send 5 when we have to, 4 when we have to. You know, it's really just stopping that run. You can eliminate that run game. It makes them one-dimensional. And, you know, we'd rather put the, you know, the weight on their passing game, which hasn't been that great this year.
Broncos defense keeps Chiefs out of the end zone, including a third down stop from their own 7. Plays like that, including a pair of third down sacks from Von Miller and Wesley Woodyard, all help get the win in a game that was decided by just one possession when that game did finally end. Kansas City on Sunday afternoon, 17-9. It was close all day, and Jamaal Charles, everyone said last week how difficult a back he was to stop, and Coach Fox, when asked what do you want to polish up after this game, said, well, our run fits a little bit. Jamaal Charles is a good back, and they knew they were going to feed him quite a bit, but defensively they kept him out of the end zone. that's kind of a good counter, even though you see them racking up yards and taking the air out of the ball like you touched on in the first segment.
It is. I think it's a the bottom line is we gave up 148 yards rushing, which is too many. But as you said, Charles is a very good back, and they do a good job in the running game and have relied on that all year. So, you can always improve. We'll learn this we'll use this as another learning experience and know that we got to get better against the run. We can't allow, can't afford to have teams come in here and rush for 148 yards against us.
Dennis wants to know, John, what do you attribute to Wesley Woodyard's rise of play this year? Is it scheme? Is it coaching? Is it experience? Is it the three of those? He really has taken a significant step.
He really has. I think, and I think it's a combination of all three of those. I think he fits very well within the defense of what, Jack Del Rio is asking him to do and the experience that he's gained, and he's just, experience is crucial, and I think that he's learned a lot from all the time that he's got. So he's gotten better. He's made that step that he made from last year. Plus, he enjoys the defense that he's playing in. And when you play well, you play with confidence. And then the better, the longer you play well, and the more you play well, the more confidence you have. And he's just playing with a tremendous amount of confidence right now, and knowing that he's going to get to the ball and be in the right spot.
It certainly looks like he's having fun too. I mean, Von Miller likes to dance after a sack. Wesley does this kind of chop, where he swings his arm around and chops down on the ground and slams down after a sack. And this week he's making plays again on third down when you need a guy like Wesley who's playing the way he's playing to get the defense off the field. Von Miller did the same thing, but this is something Wesley's doing too.
He really is. And I think that, when you – and a lot of people don't know that. You can see Wesley and how he plays with the intensity he plays on the field, but he's also a guy that is becoming a leader. And, he's doing a lot of talking out there to our guys. And he just plays the game with enthusiasm. And when you have guys like that, it's contagious. And I think, the way that he plays with the intensity that he plays with rubs off on the whole defense. And he's been, really stepped up his leadership role also, which has been tremendous.
Last week it was Jamal Charles. This week Doug Martin will come in. So Coach Fox talked afterwards how much you want to slow down the run game, and they got to work on it again this week with Doug Martin coming to town. Jamal Charles, he ran outside quite a bit, and he found his way, he found his lanes outside. How is that something where you look at the film and you can see right away how to correct that, or is that just the fact that he's an athlete, he's a good runner?
Well, I think they did a good job, and we hadn't seen a lot of some different things that Kansas City was doing. So you look at the film, you learn from those. And so, it'll be something that we'll be better against next week. We got better against the outside run as the game went on. We made some adjustments and got better against that. So it's good for our guys to see that. We get exposed, and you try to fix that, and hopefully no one else exposes us again with it. So Doug Martin's coming in as a very good running back, having a great rookie year. So, we're going to have to concentrate on slowing him down.
How important is, considering the back end isn't that far back when you are in the red zone, but the secondary and even the linebackers, when you are backed up in the red zone, is communication, considering how quickly a route, if someone cuts or how quickly it can change. And you can go from being good in the red zone to not just like that. Now that they're 11 games in, 10 games in, how good is it to see that considering – how close the Chiefs were? It's a couple points there in their own stadium.
Well, I think that's one thing that we'd struggle. I think we're in the mid-20s as far as red zone efficiency on the defensive side, and not to allow a touchdown and to be able to get better like we did last week against the Chiefs is positive. I think, anytime you go through what the Broncos and what we've gone through the last 7 years with seven defensive coordinators, it's tough to get used to the defense. I think our guys are now starting to feel real comfortable within the defense, reacting rather than thinking. And, anytime you can get athletes doing that, they're going to play better. And I think that's where we are. They're just getting more comfortable. And plus Jack has put an emphasis on the red zone, knowing that, as I said, with us being in the mid-20s as far as red zone efficiency, it was something that we had to get better at. And we saw that last week.
Yeah, you let him get inside the 20. I'm sure Coach Del Rio will take field goals for the rest of the season. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. We got two segments left. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium Credit Card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket.
$400? $100
on over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us, serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D.
I am so thirsty!
Moreno behind Manning will take the handoff. Stutter steps and now squares, running hard, and plows himself to the 31, very close to first down yardage. Moreno takes the handoff, cuts back. Moreno's got a nice room, nice run out over the 30, the 35-yard line. First down Denver as Moreno's hauled down at the 33-yard line.
Felt good. Felt really good. You know, the first couple plays, I was kind of iffy with things, you know, and just trying to feel it out. And then when the game got along and the O-line was doing a good job up front blocking, it was easy from there.
You know, Oshon's had a great attitude. Things haven't gone perfect for him. I knew he would perform well. I think his teammates knew he'd perform well, and he did. And, you know, we're proud of his effort.
I think after the first two games, he's really been running the scout team, servicing the defense. But a real credit to him for being a professional, staying in his playbook, never knowing when his number was going to be called. And it was called 8-10 weeks later, and he stepped up today and did a heck of a job. Really, really impressive effort by him.
Well, I'm always excited for the games. Even when I was inactive, I was still excited to see my boys go out there and play, even though I wasn't out there. So just the difference today was just going out there and trying to make plays and do the things I have to do to try to help this team win.
Noshon Moreno carrying the load, rushing for 85 yards. Also caught four passes for another 26. Players acknowledge they left some points out there, but picked up some momentum, scoring that touchdown just before halftime. I think something that's really interesting, John, Peyton Manning said it after the game, that what a lot of these guys are doing now, when they have a game where they say, we could have done better, we really wish we didn't put Matt Prater out there, we could have gotten in the end zone, they're watching film together without coaches as positional groups. They don't have to do that. I know they're all professionals, sure, but you hear quite a bit from players about watching film with their coaches. They're doing it on their own. What does that tell you, how much they're putting into this? It's probably not a big surprise, but it still says something for how they treat a win. I think they lost this game. They won this game.
Well, and I think it's something that we had a speaker come in earlier, a couple speakers come in earlier, and so it was something that John Fox has kind of attached himself to, and the fact that, you know, giving the players the accountability and watching them be accountable for what they're doing, what they're learning. And obviously, if they watch it as a unit together, they can talk among each other and figure out how they can get better and where the mistakes were made. And when they talk about it with each other, they kind of take control and kind of be accountable for what their actions are. Also, and I think it's something that, you know, John has done a great with, in fact, that he's trusting the players and trusting the fact that they need to get better. And so, you know, the players are watching together, then the coach is going after that, and then there'll be conversation back and forth between the players and coaches. But the coaches the players have created their own opinions on the game and where they could have got better. And so they do get coached after they watch it. And I just think that, you know, it's a good thing that John's doing, because he's given the players the accountability that it is their football team. And the bottom line is, the coaches are here to coach you, but you as players have to take control of this team, because you're the ones out there playing. And I think by doing that, the responsibility is falling in everybody's lap. And I think, you know, we're seeing that play out on Sunday afternoons, where guys are being very accountable for their own actions.
Yeah, let's be clear. These sessions aren't to act as a substitute for film sessions with the coaches. They're not getting off that easily. It complements what they do with the coaching staff. And, yeah, I think you're right. I think it takes an incredible amount of trust, and it is encouraging to hear, especially Peyton Manning talking about that immediately after a game where I said they won this game, they didn't lose this game. Let's go back to questions from fans sent in from Twitter. This one comes from Leah, John. Leah wants to know, last week, how is it that Noshon sprung kind of towards the top of the depth chart? Look, you know, he got a lot of the reps during the game last week when, you know, he wasn't active for several weeks, and then he gets the chance to carry the load. How does that happen throughout the week when you're getting ready for a game?
Well, I think, number one, if you look at why Knowshon wasn't active, it's probably because of the special teams aspect. If you look at Lance Ball, he's a you know, a top special teams guy for us. And then you have Ronnie Hillman, and who was kind of the change of pace guy for Willis McGahee, why Willis was still playing. So it really kind of came down to a numbers game. I think when Willis got hurt against San Diego, you know, Knowshon was now up. And if you look at Knowshon's games, Knowshon has always played very well against Kansas City.
Yeah.
And last year he got hurt there, but he had a very good game going. And the year before, I think he had his best game ever in Kansas City. So that was – Knowshon likes to play the Chiefs. And I think that, you know, as we put him in there and started him during the game and saw him kind of get the momentum and the rhythm that he had, I think the coaches just felt comfortable that he was the best guy in there. And it proved out to be right.
Knowshon goes for 85 yards. And then on Monday, John – Don's asking from Dino. Dino wants to know, with signing Jacob Hester, running back who spent a lot of his time with the Chargers, where do you see him fitting and what's his role going to be as the season kind of goes on?
Well, you know, we've got to get him adjusted to the new offense and get him comfortable within the offense. And so, I mean, that's going to take a week. But Jacob's also a guy that's been very good on special teams. And so we'll see where that works how that works out. And he's a guy that's a smart guy that understands pass protection, whether we use him in third down, whether he's active or not. We'll see how the week goes. But he's going to add some great depth for us at the running back position, had some size to us, and a guy that, you know, has got some experience also.
Finally, Don wants to know, how critical is it to have an elite running game as you, and we said before, with a win this week, clinch a playoff spot, an elite running game to grind out in the playoffs, especially when you chances are going to be playing outdoors, it's going to be cold. Your experience, how critical is that? How necessary is that for a team?
Well, you know, with the game, with the rules and the game and the way it is right now, obviously the running game has taken a little bit of a backseat because it's because the rules favor throwing the football. But again, you always need that balance, and we're always looking for the balance, whether it be in a playoff game or regular season. I think as we get into the playoffs, and really where the running game is very beneficial, if you're able to ever get a lead late in the game or in the second half of a game, to be able to have that balance and be able to use the clock, especially in 4-minute situations when you're protecting the lead, to be able to run the football is important to keep the clock going. So the running game, even though it's not as important as it used to be, still is very important, and it's very important to have some balance on it to where you can have some success running the ball, because it opens up what you do in the pass game.
Yeah, and as you said, if anything, it keeps you on the field, keeps the opposing offense off of it. Leah, Dino, Don, thanks so much for your questions. We're going to talk about the Bucks next. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10/3/12. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
You know, it wasn't pretty all the time, but you know, we didn't expect it to be pretty. You know, we can play better, but they played a good game, and they're not a bad football team. People look at records, but that's not what you look at in this league. If they don't turn the ball over, that changes the whole dynamic of their season, and they didn't today. So it's good for us to scrap it out.
One game at a time. You know, the division opponent, you gotta win. I don't care where you play, you gotta win those games, and that's what's gonna, you know, prepare you to the playoffs or whatever.
We're not worried about, you know, games ahead. You know, we're worried about, you know, the task at hand right now. We were able to hold on and win the game today. You know, against a good Kansas City football team. We got a good Tampa Bay football team coming this week, and we're gonna have to try to do the same. You know, against their powered offense and their good defense too.
That's Von Miller. He's not worried about games ahead, but we sure can't talk about it. Broncos can punch their ticket to the playoffs with a win Sunday, beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this will wrap up the NFC South portion of the schedule for this season, John. And let's go right back to Twitter. Paul's asking, Doug Martin, he hasn't been necessarily a surprise, but he sure has done a pretty good job his rookie year. What did you see a tape of Doug Martin when you guys looked at running backs?
We liked him a lot. I think if I remember right, he was the top of our board. I mean, that's how good he was, and we respected him. And he's a guy that's a three-down back, that can play all three downs, can run, catch, and also block. And so very well-rounded back a guy that we liked a lot.
And right now, I think Josh Freeman, too, having that weapon, and also Vincent Jackson, a veteran wide receiver that this team is very familiar with. When you talk about being balanced, how important that is, Tampa Bay is just that.
Yeah, they are. And, Coach Siano's done a good job down in there, kind of bringing a lot of discipline back to their program. And Freeman is a big guy that can make a lot of different plays. He can throw the ball as well as make plays with his leg. And then you got the running game, legs, and you got the running game with Doug Martin. So this is a good football team. And they're in the hunt for the playoffs on the NFC side. So this is going to be a good test for us.
With Tampa Bay coming to Denver, that means Fox will carry the game. John Lynch, former Buck, former Bronco, will be calling the game. That should be fun. He's going to spend some time here around the facility. You'll get a chance to see him. It should be fun for him to kind of call this game, two teams that he used to play for. But you think you get a chance to catch up with him a little bit at this point of the season. I think you can talk to him about how he's doing broadcasting-wise at Fox, and I'm sure he's going to want to talk to you a lot about football.
Well, and the thing is, I think John's done a great job in doing the color that he's done in Fox, and so it'll be nice to have him here. And I get to see John every once in a while now that he lives here in Denver full-time. But, anytime you can get him in the building and get him around, so he'll do a great job. So we're glad he's doing the game.
Again, that game this weekend is on Fox. Kickoff is at 2:05, and we want to thank all of you who sent in your questions on Twitter. The top of the show, forgot to hit on, all highlights are courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA, and all that interview sound came from Arrowhead Stadium Sunday following the Broncos 17-9 win over the Chiefs. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy Sunday's game.